spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. Hey, how you doing this Saturday morning? A whole lot has happened since we last spoke. I'm saying President Barack Obama is our president yet again. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But we are here just a few days before Thanksgiving, and there are a lot of people who need our assistance. While we're planning our turkey dinners and how we're going to arrange the dining room for all the family and friends that are coming to our homes, there are some people who don't have homes at all and are struggling to eat on a daily basis, let alone Thanksgiving. So we're going to talk to a couple of people about what they're doing about the situation and open it up for you to be able to assist in that, because it is the season of giving. But first, let's get things started with a moment of inspiration.
Some days it seems like it'd be easier to just let go.
I know you're praying for a change, to see a sunny day. Nothing good has come your way for so long. You need someone to understand this place your heart is in. You just want to dream again and believe.
Yeah.
Your skies may look dim and gray, but know your breakthrough's not far away.
That's what we want you to do.
So hold on.
Yes. So much to live for.
You have so much to live for.
Remember what you prayed for.
Remember what you prayed for.
Yes.
Hold on.
Don't give up.
Please don't let go in this season. Know that flowers bloom when rain falls.
So no matter what you're going through right now,
you just hold on.
Come on, Monica. Like that.
Just know your breakthrough's not far away. Hold on,
hold on.
You want to close,
so close, so close.
You have so much to live
for. So much to live
for.
Hold on. Please don't let go.
Don't let go in this tough season, because so listen.
You just hold on.
I'm speaking from experience.
I
was there.
Almost at the breaking point in my life.
Yeah.
I know you say it's impossible.
Yeah.
But you've got to let go.
Because it's just about over.
It's just about over.
But here's the good news. Listen.
Yes, they are, yes, they
are coming to pass.
Whoa, whoa.
So I'm telling you, don't lose your faith.
Don't lose
Hold
your faith.
On to His word.
Don't give up.
Come on, friend.
Sometimes your sky may seem dim and gray, but know your breakthrough's not far away.
Oh,
endure because
you are so close now.
You're close to me now. So don't give up. Oh, oh,
oh.
Yeah, let go.
Yeah, oh, now you are.
You're so close.
Awesome, awesome song. I love that. James Fortune, Fred Hammond, and Monica. Brand new music. Love that there. A good way to get you started on an inspirational note. So it is, like I mentioned before, just a few days before Thanksgiving, and between Superstorm Sandy and just regular life conditions, there are a lot of homeless people in our area. And the holiday season, it is especially depressing for them, because not only do they not have a home, in a lot of cases, they don't have anything to eat either. So we are here and we're going to be talking with a couple of people who are doing their best to remedy that situation. And first and foremost, I want to re-invite friend to the show, Craig Stroman from We Feed the Homeless Philly. Hi, Craig. Good morning.
Tiffany.
Yes. Tiffany. How you doing?
Thank you for having me this morning.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for joining us this morning.
We are up and bright and early, and it's almost time to do some work after I leave the show.
Yes, yes, yes. I know that's right. So we've had you on before talking about all the amazing things that you guys are doing, and I know that you have a whole bunch of turkeys in the car.
I have about,
fit to deliver.
I have about 80 turkeys in the car right now. Mm-hmm. We delivered over 100 yesterday.
Yes.
So, you know, we're trying to be a help to the community. We're not only feeding the homeless now, we're helping needy families in the city and around the city. So
awesome.
We're trying to do our best to help people.
Awesome. I'm so glad. So first and foremost, talk about exactly what you guys are doing, and then get into how other people can join the effort, especially during this holiday season.
We get hundreds of calls every week about helping our organization and how they can come in and do some community work with us. Excuse mm-hmm. me. So We Feed the Homeless Philly is an organization created to just feed the homeless in the city of Philadelphia and surrounding areas, which that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Each week, we provide over 400 meals every week to the homeless population in the city. You know, this is our mission. This is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's God has told me to do this, and I accepted his word, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm going to continue to do this until I fall off this earth.
Yes, yes, yes. That's
people
awesome
need our
thing.
Help, and during, like you mentioned, Hurricane Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about the homeless, mm-hmm. and now the new homeless people in New York.
Mm-hmm.
What were they going through during that storm? That's what was on my mind the entire time. What were these people going through outside?
Yeah,
in the cold and that wind and that rain. And this is the things that's on my mind all the time.
Right.
This is a constant thing that's on my mind. We have to help these people. Someone has to do something. We're taking up that effort right there.
All right. Good stuff. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. And we are talking about the efforts that people are putting together to help the homeless and the hungry in our general area. So much poverty going on, so much need out there. We also have another guest I want to invite to the microphone, and I thank you for joining us. We have Dick McMillan, who is the Executive Director and CEO of the Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
All right. Awesome. So please tell us a little bit about your organization as well.
Well, Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission is helping the hungry, homeless, and hurting in the Philadelphia area as mm-hmm. well. We started out in 1878, so we've been around for a few years.
Okay.
I haven't been there all of that time, but we are from our men's facility in Center City are able to provide shelter and rehabilitation programs for 250 men, up to 250 men that we have beds for there.
Okay.
And then we are also serving meals to the homeless and breakfast, lunch, and supper 7 days a week. And we serve between 400 and 500 people a day.
Wow. Amazing. And where are you guys located?
We're located just a little bit north of 13th and Vine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 302 North 13th Street.
Okay. So both gentlemen, you both came to this from different paths. What inspired you, Mr. McMillan, to be a part of this mission?
Well, I've been working with rescue missions and working with the homeless for about 42 years now.
Okay.
And it really started out in my teen years when I started volunteering mm-hmm. at a rescue mission in my hometown. And I began to see the needs mm-hmm. and understand some of the things there. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, it was more like ministering to my family. My dad was an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. My sister was abused by her husband. My brother was an alcoholic, on and on, a number of stories. So for me, it was like reaching out to my mother and father and brother and sister.
Right, right. And Craig, I know you've been on this the show before, but if you could reiterate how you came to this mission as well, the mission of feeding the homeless.
Tiffany, I work in downtown Philadelphia, and I was coming to work and got off the Vine Street Expressway, and I noticed a little girl getting out of a tent in a huge snowstorm we had back in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't be no more than 10 years old. And when I saw that young girl, it just hit me. I had to do something.
Yeah.
So what I did is I organized a few of my friends and my sister and a couple of other friends, and we went down to Love Park and passed out food for to the homeless. And we only had 60 bags of food.
Mm-hmm.
And here I'm thinking I'm going to go out there and do something. About 150 people showed up in line.
Mm.
And the looks on their faces when I finished passing out those 60 bags of food was just, it was just heartbreaking. I said, this will never happen again.
Okay.
So we organized and came together, and I went on social media and asked people to help us so we can feed everybody out in that park. The next time we went out there, we had about 80 volunteers, and we fed everyone, underground, above ground. We just fed about probably 600 people that day. We went to the homeless and found them.
Mm.
So, you know, this has been a mission of mine since then. And like I said, we pass out over 400 meals every week to the homeless, and we also donate food to those who call us who are in need, those homeless persons that are in transition
mm-hmm.
and are going into transitional housing. So, you know, they call us and ask us, can we provide meals? And we have a bunch of volunteers that'll mm-hmm. sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a base of about 600-700 volunteers. And what we do, if a homeless person calls us and says that we need some food, I'll call one of our volunteers and say, can you sponsor this family?
Right.
And it is the love that they give back to these people is just priceless. This is what we do.
Yeah.
If these families can't afford a meal, we'll find somebody that can afford it for them.
Okay.
And sponsor them. So, I mean,
awesome.
We not only feed the homeless, we feed those who are in need.
Awesome.
And since, you know, the state has cut a lot of budgets and public assistance, our lines are inundated with needy families who are in housing but can't afford a meal. So that's what we do now.
Okay. All right. If you're just tuning in, it's Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. I need to get you, my awesome listening audience, into the conversation. I want to know, what are you willing to do this holiday season to help your fellow citizen? Are you willing to donate your time at one of these organizations? Donate food? Are you willing to donate some clothes? Whatever. What are you willing to do? I'm trying to make this a nice hub of giving. And here you have two organizations that could definitely use your help, use your support. So what are you willing to do? Give us a call this morning, 215-263-1039, 215-263-1039. Let me go back to you, Mr. McMillan. What do you need from the public? What would you like to see them do for your organization?
Well, certainly what we love to have is people come in and volunteer, mm-hmm. and to assist in serving the meals and to get to know some of the men and women that are coming in to receive those meals. Now, one of the difficulties we have is that everybody wants to do it on Thanksgiving Day, mm-hmm. or Christmas Day, mm-hmm. and we are serving 3 meals a day, 7 days a week.
Okay.
Right now we're totally filled for the number of volunteers that we need for Thanksgiving, but we have a lot of openings on mm-hmm. other days mm-hmm. of the week, and so we would love to see those people come in and volunteer and help in that way, and maybe begin to see some of the other things that are going on at the mission, mm-hmm. that there would be an opportunity for them to get involved someplace else, whether it's in our learning center, in mm-hmm. helping a fella to get a GED, to brush up on his math skills so that he's better able to get a job.
Yeah.
Or whether it may be in some other areas, in conducting a Bible study. We believe that real change happens in a person's life when they come into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's what we really want to see. And while we have our emergency shelter side, where we provide for people for just a temporary shelter, mm-hmm. we have a longer-term rehabilitation program that fellas stay with us for a more extended period. And helping them to gain the life skills that they need, deal with an addiction that they mm-hmm. may have, any number of other problems that they may have had to face so that they can get back on their feet and become a productive member of the community again. So we love to see volunteers. We love to have people praying for us.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us can use the financial support. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about that, all of those ways.
All right. Awesome. Craig, how about your organization? What do you need from the public?
Well, right now we're doing a turkey drive and a food drive to feed needy families in the city.
Mm-hmm.
We need people to donate turkeys. You can go to our website at www.wefeedthehomelessphilly.org and just send us an email and tell us, you know, what you can bring to the table as far as canned goods, turkeys. Mm-hmm. Right now we're doing a turkey drive at 18th and Vine today between 10 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many families around this city that need these turkeys for mm-hmm. a Thanksgiving meal. We want to help these people
mm-hmm.
Come together with their families on this Thanksgiving holiday so they can, you know, sit down with their families and talk about what went on the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't care. We just want people to help. Today we are feeding in the Parkway at 18th and Vine at 10 o'clock. We need volunteers. We have a large volunteer base. As the gentleman stated, you know, we have so many people want to do things on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But we need other things done during the year.
Tuesday,
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But everybody and their mother is calling about Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great thing that people want to give back. But help us during those days when there isn't a holiday. Please, you know, we need the monetary donations. We mm-hmm. need the food donations. We need it all.
Okay.
People out here are hungry and homeless. They need us.
Yeah.
We want to be that avenue where they can get some food.
Fantastic.
You can't think if you don't have any food.
Well, that's true. That is so very true.
Yeah, that's a great point, that lots of times the beginning of hope in a person begins with a meal, because
mm-hmm.
they get the mental processes going right. They
mm-hmm.
they feel, okay, the growling in my stomach isn't mm-hmm. overcoming everything else that's going on. So lots of times that's the beginning point of hope, that you can begin to do the other things that need to be accomplished in a person's life, too.
And it's
food
a mood enhancer.
Yeah.
It's a mood enhancer. I know when I'm hungry, I'm definitely not the nicest person. Look at here now. I'm trying to eat. I'm not even trying to have any conversation.
You should hear them in the lines.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. When you're hungry, you don't have any other focus but getting something to eat, and that's your main focus. All right, I want to open the phones up to you. Give us a call. I want to know, what are you willing to do this holiday season to help your fellow citizen in need? And it could be, you know, a family member or a friend. It doesn't have to be a stranger. But what are you willing to do? And if anybody is also willing to volunteer their time, services, or a couple of dollars from their own pocket or organization to the two organizations that we have on the program today, please give us a call. 215-263-1039. Let's go to the phones and let's hear from Joyce calling in from Mount Airy. Good morning, Joyce. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, good.
God bless you.
God bless you as well. So what are you willing to do for someone in need this holiday season?
Well, I was listening to your radio. I listen to you every morning from my own from work, and I was listening to the gentleman that said they need help not only at holidays. So I'm just willing to do whatever I can. Like he said, sponsor a family or, you know, I got his website where I could go to that, but I just want to give and just give my help, you know.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so you're going to go visit. You can visit the Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission. What is your website where people can visit?
It's sundaybreakfast.org.
Okay, so you can visit sundaybreakfast.org or you can visit
WeFeedTheHomelessPhilly.org.
All right.
Yeah,
so
I have that. Okay. I just want to do that, and my heart just goes out to them, and just God bless them. I feel just like they do. It's, you know, I see people homeless, and it just touches my heart. I just feel, you know, something that I could do, and now that I know that I can,
yes,
you know, and I certainly will.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Miss Joyce. You are awesome.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. You have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Roberta calling in from West Philadelphia. Roberta, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Ms. Bacon. Good morning to your guests, and God bless you all.
All right. God bless you.
What I'm doing, I actually have an organization, West Philipex, and I'm touching a whole nother group of people, which is families with children with autism and disabilities.
Okay.
And actually, this year we're doing for our first time. I'm actually I'm preparing dinners at my home, and I'm going to issue them out to the families on that Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also touching the seniors in my neighborhood as well.
Okay.
And I was really, really surprised because thus far I've had 72 families who have called me.
Wow.
And, you know, I just, you know, as you all, I am touched by the Lord, and this is what I feel compelled to do because I cannot see myself sitting down having a meal and knowing that there are families and children that are hungry.
Right. Oh, man,
and,
that's
Yeah, and
that's
I was
awesome.
Really surprised. So, I mean, it's families, it's called West Philipex, and it's for families with children with disabilities.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, and I wish you all the best with your organization and continue your great work.
Thank you, and God bless you all.
All right. God bless you as well. We are talking about the giving season. What are you willing to give to your neighbor or fellow citizen or family member in need? What are you willing to give? Are you willing to donate your time to one of these awesome organizations featured on the program this morning? Or are you willing to do something else? Let's talk about that circle of giving this morning. 215-263-1039. But please don't touch that dial. We're going to take a brief break and we'll be right back with more conversation after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to the second half of our program today. It's a season of giving, a few days before Thanksgiving, and we are encouraging you to reach out to your fellow citizen in need. The question on the table is, what are you willing to do to help others this holiday season? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. We had a few people call in, Lila, Sharon, and Hazel, who just wanted some more information from our guests this morning. So first and foremost, Craig, where are you guys with We Feed the Homeless Philly going to be today?
Today we're at 18th and Vine, right in front of the Family Court building, where we'll be feeding the homeless and also collecting turkeys and canned goods. So we are right in front of the Family Court building in the park, directly across from the Family Court building. So we have volunteers out there collecting the turkeys, collecting canned goods, and passing out food to the homeless. So if you need, if you feel like the giving spirit today, please go out there and help them pass out food, sandwiches, soup to the homeless. And also, if you want to contact us to sponsor a family, please call 215-764-5688. And our email address is wefeedthehomelessphilly.org.
Okay, give us the number again.
215-764-5688.
All right. And we have Mr. McMillan here from the Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission. Give us your phone number so people can reach out to you and volunteer.
Sure. It's 215-922-6400. That's 215-922-6400. Or they can get us at sundaybreakfast.org, or they can reach us anytime at 302 North 13th Street.
Awesome. Now, you were talking off mic, Mr. McMillan, about the importance of people actually giving. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I think it's important for people never to underestimate what a part they can do would be. As small as it may seem, whether it's just helping to serve a meal, whether it's referring somebody. Sometimes you can see somebody on the street. And for instance, on our webpage, we have a little ticket that you can print off to give to somebody that lets them know the meal times at the mission and when they can come in. And not to underestimate that, because as I think back, when Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission started, it was four guys that got together and said, we need to do something to help these people. And so they went out and started serving breakfast before they went to church on Sunday morning. And those four fellas began what was called then the Sunday Breakfast Association. And that was the beginning of the Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission.
Awesome.
But it was just them doing what they could to serve breakfast to somebody and began to reach into people's lives.
All right. Awesome. Awesome.
Okay. I just want to just quickly give people an idea of how serious this thing is that we do. We were out there feeding a few months ago, and I turned around and I saw a little girl on our line. She couldn't be no more than 10 years old. And I looked at her, and she said, sir, can you please fill my bag up with some extra chips and sandwiches because I need food, lunch for Monday. This was on Saturday. So I asked her, I said, where are your parents at? So she pointed them. They were in the back of the line with her brother. So this is how serious it is. We have children out here that are starving, and I'll never forget that. And she just said, please, can you fill my bag with potato chips and sandwiches and juice packs so she can have lunch for the week? This is how serious it is out here. You know, we need your help. We really, really need your help to help these people. There are people, you know, that could have been my daughter. That could have been my cousin. This could be your family member. This is how serious it is out here.
Right.
And when you have children begging for a meal in this country, I really, really can't understand how we can't get these people food.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. So what I want to hear from you, my listening audience, is what are you willing to do to help your fellow citizen, your neighbor, your friend, your family member, if they're in need? What are you willing to do? Are you willing to donate your time, money, or goods to these organizations? Or are you just willing to do something else on your own? Give us a call. Let us know. 215-263-1039. Let's go to Beverly, who's been holding for a while. Thank you so much for your patience. Beverly is calling in from Trenton, New Jersey this morning. Beverly, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you? God bless.
Good. God bless you as well. So what are you willing to do?
Well, I'll do everything. I'll feed people at my home. I'll run for the people. I do whatever I can for the elderly people because I know they can't get out and get anything, I run and get some clothes or food or whatever the case may be. Help out. I'm in the street 24/7, all day, every day. Feed the people, and I feed directly from my home in Trenton, New Jersey.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And what drives you to do it?
Well, because I was out there one time. I was out there one time homeless with my kids, so I figured if God blessed me, this came brought me this far, I can help somebody else now while I'm still living on this God grace earth. So I just do it because, in fact, I love doing it. Because I was homeless before, so I know how it is. I know how it is out in the street. If you don't have it, I got it. You know, I give whatever I can. whatever is money, clothes, food, whatever. I'm out there trying to do whatever I can.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Beverly. I appreciate you sharing your mission and your story this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Donna calling in from Willingboro, New Jersey. Donna, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, Miss Tiffany. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Fantastic.
I'm calling from South Jersey area. I live in Willingboro.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's for Philly, but I have a lot of ties in Philadelphia area, and most of my family is in Philly.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to sponsor some families. I don't know if you need a need in South Jersey area. I could sponsor in Jersey and in Philly.
Okay, let's hear from our guests. Do you have a Jersey connection?
Donna, this is Craig from We Feed the Homeless Philly. Absolutely. We need sponsors for families for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we also can get that stuff to you if you know of families in your area. We can get some sponsors to you. We have a lot of volunteers that are from the Jersey area. And a couple of board members are from the Jersey area. So we can get food, toys. We can get some sponsors to you. A lot of our volunteers are from your area. So we can do that. And also we will accept your help. If you send us an email at wefeedthehomelessphilly@gmail.com, I can find someone that can use your services. We have so many of them around the city.
It's
wefeedthehomelessphilly@gmail.com.
Okay.
Also, and we have the Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission. What about you guys and reaching to South Jersey?
A good resource for you to possibly contact would be the Atlantic City Rescue Mission, because even though they're located in Atlantic City, they're working with a number of counties in the South Jersey area. And they, I'm sure, would be much more aware of some families that have needs in that area. So the Atlantic City Rescue Mission would be one to give a call to.
Okay.
That's right, awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Donna, for your phone call.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. God bless you as well. Can you speak, Mr. McMillan, about, I know the need in Atlantic City is overwhelming right about now because of Hurricane Sandy. Have you guys been able to combine efforts to assist with the fallout from Sandy?
We've had some efforts from other rescue missions that have gotten together and provided a number of resources with Atlantic City, with some missions in northern New Jersey and Newark, some other rescue missions in the New York area, too. So there's been a number of things that have been going to try to help some of the great need that's there, too.
Okay. Have you seen anybody or have you heard of anybody who's kind of transplanted themselves from the coastal areas of Jersey to Philadelphia and maybe sought your help?
We have not, although during the storm itself, of course, we had many more people coming in for shelter to us. You know, the current count of people on the street in the Philadelphia area is just a little bit in under 600. And those are people actually out on the street. So that was a rough night. So to pull those people in, we had one of our highest counts the night of Sandy.
Okay, wow. Briefly, because, you know, a lot of people are listening, we're talking about giving. Can you talk about what you're able to do in terms of jobs, and especially for those who are ex-offenders? Do you offer any jobs? Are you willing to help anyone who is an ex-offender?
We certainly are willing to help. We do not have any positions open currently, but from time to time we do, and we love to receive some of those resumes or applications, which again is available online if anybody wants to access them that way at sundaybreakfast.org. But for instance, of the individuals that are staying with us, last night we had around about 175 people staying with us.
Okay.
And so a number of those are ex-offenders that we are working with, helping them to prepare a resume, helping them to see what is out there in this tough job market, but to hone everything that makes them more attractive to an employer. So we're certainly anxious to help with that.
All right. And we still have a few more minutes left. If you want to call in, if you have any questions for our guest this morning, and also if you want to tell us what you're willing to do to give to your neighbor or friend in need this holiday season, reach out to us, 215-263-1030. 1-800-259-9939. What would you say, both of you, is your biggest challenge to maintain what you're doing? What is your biggest challenge to continue to do what you're doing?
For us, for We Feed the Homeless Philly, is money. We need money to keep our operations going, to feed people. Mm-hmm. Food isn't free. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when I first started this, this was coming out of my own pocket.
Okay.
Every other week. but, you know, the challenge is raising money, getting normal donors to do it monthly. I mean, we get donations from the government as well. We are in a government program where the government employees can donate to what we do monthly. It comes out of their, biweekly out of their check. But we need people out there, you know, to make a commitment to us, to their program as well, because we're feeding people, and this costs money.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cost to this. I mean, you can spend from $2,000 to $4,000 a month feeding people.
Yeah.
Probably more than that. Some organizations feed every day, like mm-hmm. Sunday breakfast. I'm pretty sure it costs more than that, but the challenge is fundraising.
Okay. Challenge
for
is fundraising.
I would certainly agree. The financial resources are so important. And there are so many different areas. If you have something that you're passionate about that you really want to help in, for instance, in addition to the men's facility that we have at Center City, we have a women and children's facility in Germantown area.
Mm-hmm.
And with the women and children, we need to get them to doctor's appointments and other things of mm-hmm. that sort. And our van was on its last legs.
Oh, wow.
And so to be able to get them around, we had to make a commitment to try to get another vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think of the importance of that in one situation of two women that we had.
Mm-hmm.
The one woman called, and she was pregnant, and she was thinking about ending the pregnancy and aborting the child. And in that particular situation, she was going to come in with us, and we linked her up with a woman that had gone through some of that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And understood the ramifications of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to try to make the story as short as possible, they got together. She realized she wanted to keep the baby,
mm-hmm.
and she came in and stayed with us. We were able to see that she got to her appointments and made all of the contacts with the transportation we were able to provide.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a wonderful little child that she has now, and they've certainly built a bond that one person has turned around through their difficult experience and helped another and helped them to see what God's plan really was in their lives. And that's so true for each of us, just like your previous caller that said she was once there and was hungry and wanted to turn around and now is doing things for others.
Right.
So those two things. Certainly the financial is needed, but we need that spirit, that passion of individuals who are going to reach out and want to change somebody else's life. And that's what we want to be about, changing a life.
Okay. Now you have, I see Stephanie is on the line, and she's going to tell us what she's willing to do to give this holiday season. And we're going to get right to you. But you talk about, you provide housing for people with no housing. How does that work? Do you have to stand in a line every day to get in, or, you know, is there some sort of application system? What is the deal with that?
Give us a call.
Okay.
And other people just walk up to the door and say, I need a place to stay. Sometimes the fact that we do have 170, 180 people staying with us right now, there are some lines sometimes, but we try to do it as quickly as we can, and we make sure the lines are indoors so that the chilly air isn't making you that much colder.
Okay.
They just need to call us.
And that number
or
again?
Or stop in. 215-922-6400.
All right, fantastic. Before we close out, let's go to Stephanie, who's holding on line one. She's calling from Mount Airy. Stephanie, good morning. You're live on the air. Hey, Stephanie, are you there? Oh, no. Stephanie, this was your big chance. All right. So I think Stephanie is lost in cyberspace somewhere caught in the phone line. So in the meantime, we are about to close. The show is getting very, very close to the end. Final words from both of you on what you would like. Is Stephanie back? Okay. I'm sorry. Let's go to Stephanie real quick. Stephanie, hi.
Hi. How are you this morning?
Good, good, good. Thank you so much for joining us. So what are you willing to do for others this holiday season?
Well, at my church, Grace United Methodist Church at 71st and Ogonce, every third Wednesday of the month, we feed whoever wants to come in. Mm-hmm. The feeding starts at 6 o'clock, and then we have a service at 7, and we do this every third Wednesday of the month. And we actually just did one because of the holiday. We had to do it a little early.
Mm-hmm.
But we do this often, and we also, as a group, go out into the neighborhood and the streets of Philadelphia and feed, take clothes, and help with the with shelters. As a matter of fact, we help one of the shelters that is in the Sunday Breakfast Network.
Okay.
So that's what we do, and I would like for people to know that we do feed every third Wednesday of the month, and it is in the Mount Airy area and at 71st and Ogonce, right mm-hmm. there behind the DMV, our big church right there.
Oh, right, right, right.
And we want people to come out and enjoy a hot meal.
All right, Stephanie, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right,
you're
welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, we have 1 minute left in the show, so that 1 minute is going to have to be split 30 seconds. Final comments from both of you, and then please give everybody the phone numbers and websites where people can reach out to you guys so they can volunteer and donate to your organizations.
I wanted to. I must apologize to my church, the Mount Airy Church of God in Christ, with Pastor J. Lewis Felden and Bishop Ernest Carl Morris, our senior pastor. We just want everyone to know that Jesus would want us to do this.
Mm-hmm.
He would want us to give to the poor. We have a United Way number. We have a Facebook account. We have a Twitter account. So please go on our Facebook account at We Feed the Homeless Philly. Or just please reach us if you want to sponsor a family for the holidays at WeFeedTheHomelessPhilly.org. Mm-hmm. www.WeFeedTheHomelessPhilly.org. We want to directly affect families by providing them some sustenance and a good meal for the holidays. So please help us.
All right, fantastic.
And from Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission, I just want to challenge everybody: do help people, feed people, but do something else. Establish a relationship with them. Get to know them and get into their lives.
Mm. Amen. And phone number for people to reach out to the Sunday Breakfast.
215-922-6400.
All right. Fantastic. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on the program today. We really appreciate it. We appreciate your organizations being around and doing all that you do. Much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.